Thanks for listening. Prophecy Today is a listener-supported ministry, and this information is available because of the prayers and donations of people just like you. To make a donation, go to prophecytoday.com/partners or call 877-674-3298. And remember to keep looking up until...
Well, normally we catch Bob McGinnis down in the Washington, D.C. area, but he's over in Europe. Where do we find you, Bob?
Jimmy, I'm in Vicenza, Italy, not far from Venice.
Well, what a great opportunity to be able to be in a lovely part of the world when you have to work. That always does enhance that capability of getting excited about work. You're there with your day job, which is in association with the Pentagon. Can you give us any information as to what's going on?
Yeah, the headquarters for the U.S. Army Africa is here in Vicenza, and that's what I do in my day job. I work on Africa issues.
Well, that is a neat place to be able to have a office away from the Washington, D.C. area. Thank you for being available. We appreciate it so much. Let's talk about the fact that the United States is bragging about they made the deadline. August the 31st was to be the final date for the pullout of U.S. troops, the combat troops. They've been able to do that, but that really does not mean everything is okay in Iraq, does it?
No, by no means, Jimmy. In fact, I think it's a bit premature, and so do many of the Iraqis. Violence is on the uptake. I question whether or not the Iraqi security forces are prepared to do their job. And oh, by the way, as we've been talking over the months, since the 7th of March, there's no government. So no government, inability to secure itself, a lot of interference from Iran next door. And, of course, the Sunnis are recruiting back some of the Al-Qaeda sympathizers are those that had perhaps fled the country because of our surge back in 2007 and 2008.
Bob, you wrote an article, and we have it actually posted on the homepage of our website, prophecytoday.com. It's entitled, Iran, the Key to Victory in Iraq. Now, you mentioned Iran there in what you were just telling me. How important is Iran as it relates to what's going to happen in Iraq, and is it going to be a plus or a minus influence?
Well, I fundamentally think because Iran is an Islamic republic with real concerns about having a neighbor next door in Iraq as friendly. Keep in mind, in the 80s, they fought a war together, and Iran lost 1 million people. Iran has no intentions of allowing Iraq to go in a direction that is going to be harmful to it. And it believes that if it has a government that is friendly to the U.S. and it has a significant Sunni basis, that it might just do that. So Iran is going to continue to interfere through its proxies in there that are Shia-based, and even its own Revolutionary Guard that will go in and cause all sorts of problems. And I don't see a solution near-term on this. My concern is that until we have a functioning government and a military that can really secure the borders as well as internally, then Iran's going to raise havoc and continue to do so. And that's why it's probably necessary for us to keep a footprint there for a while yet.
Colonel Bob McGinnis has written an article on this subject, Iran, Key to Victory in Iraq. It's on our homepage of our website, prophecytoday.com. It's a must-read. Go there and spend some time studying what Bob has to say about it. Well, since we're focused on Iran, let's stay there just a bit longer. After the move ahead to fuel the nuclear reactor there in Iran, now Ahmadinejad comes out, announces an unmanned bomber and also a assault vessel that they're going to go into mass production on, which will be able to launch missiles from the sea. Some locations are very, of course, prime for what they may be using those assault vessels for, the Straits of Hormuz, for example. This is not a good development, is it, Bob?
Not at all, but these sorts of things do come out every year at the same time. Ahmadinejad likes to announce with all sorts of flair and pomp that, you know, they have really captured the technology. They have a more threatening vehicle. Now, the drone, if in fact this drone does have an attack capability with credible weapons, and that often takes us a while to come to one way or another to a decision as to how viable it is. And also the vessels. They have used a swarm technique in the Straits of Hormuz and have caused problems down there that we are concerned about, because after all, 40% of the world's oil flows through the Strait of Hormuz. These developments are not surprising. They've had a long line of developments in ballistic missiles and jets and submarines, surface vessels, cruise missiles. They are trying to boast that they're a credible, I suppose, power in that part of the world. And, of course, they do have the attention of everyone, to include us.
Yeah, absolutely. We're watching it with bated breath as to what is going to take place. We're looking at geopolitical activities with Colonel Bob McGinnis. These activities, current events, setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. We'll conclude our thinking together about this when I take a look at the book later, so be sure to keep the dial set. So let's switch in some of the geopolitical areas of the world to another location, Afghanistan, and the number one Marine. The Marine General in charge of the Marine Corps speaking out about troop withdrawal. Kind of going against the commander-in-chief, is he not, Bob?
Well, he certainly is, Jimmy. But it's not surprising. We've heard this from other commanders, and rightfully so, that essentially he said, we can either lose fast or win slow. And he's talking about a counterinsurgency, and the doctrine of the U.S. is that essentially you secure the population and you build infrastructure, you build an economy, you build trust and confidence. That takes, on average, over the last 100 years, about 14 years for the successful counterinsurgencies. Now, we've been doing this about a year. The fact that we've been over there since 2001 is just the nature of the operation was counterterrorism, and now we're doing a counterinsurgency. So they're very different approaches. I'm not surprised by the general's comment. I've heard this from many others. And even General Petraeus, I think if you ask him the right sorts of questions, he'll say, yes, counterinsurgency takes a little longer, and then he'll try to kind of deflect your question so he doesn't have to answer directly and look as if he's contrary to the president.
Yes, and let's hope the commander-in-chief gets on board with some of this military thinking as it relates to don't tell the enemy before you pull out, because they'll just wait till you pull out and then accomplish their goals. There's a book out, Bob, that is basically saying the Arab lobby in America is very strong. In fact, it says it controls the United States. Everybody talks about AIPAC, which is the lobby for the Israelis. But this Arab lobby, and basically funded and headed up by the Saudis, it seems to have quite an influence on the leaders, the officials here in the United States.
Well, it does, Jimmy. And this is no surprise to those that have work with the Saudis and that part of the world. The Saudis buy influence. They work top-down. Their relationship with the key leaders in government, and they curry those relationships from a fairly early time when they see someone that is rising in influence. They'll hitch their wagon to that person and help fund and indirectly encourage them in their prospects. So this is no surprise at all. I can't say much more than that, but I'm not surprised at it.
Yeah, absolutely. Bob, we're going to continue this broadcast in a moment, talking to our team of peoples around the world who are going to help us understand the peace talks that are going to be beginning in Washington, D.C., the Israeli-Palestinian conversations and negotiations there at the table in Washington. I wanted to get your take on it from a geopolitical activity. Does this have any impact on basically the world and what's going to be happening in this world geopolitically, as is the fact, can they come to a peaceful agreement or not in Washington?
Well, I seriously doubt they can come to a peaceful agreement. Neither side is eager for these talks. The U.S. basically owns both sides through the influence of money. Now, it's important, at least from the Obama administration's perspective, to have the peace talks, because you already have some sort of resolution with Egypt and Jordan over the years, and the Israeli-Palestinian issue continues to fester. And so they want to do whatever they possibly can to put this out front. You've heard from Dave Petraeus. You've heard some from other key leaders in the region saying, you know, the publics in the Mideast are concerned about this particular issue. Whether it affects them directly or indirectly is a moot point. And so I think it's important to understand that it's the U.S. that is bringing them to the table. I think they're both fearful that something actually might happen. And politically, in Israel, they'll run from any solution because they're so divided, and their coalitions just wouldn't stick together in order to pass something. And the Palestinians aren't in much better shape either.
Colonel Bob McGinnis, he looks at geopolitical activities for us. Focus right now on the Middle East peace talks that will begin the 1st of September in Washington, D.C. As to whether they'll be successful or not, that's another question. We'll have team coverage of the peace talks, talking with David Dolan in Jerusalem, Winky Medad out in Shiloh, and then over in Hebron, David Wilder, plus Rob Congdon will bring the perspective from the European Union as we continue focusing on these peace talks in Washington. Bob, always a joy to have you. Thank you, my friend. God bless, and have a safe trip home. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thanks for listening. Prophecy Today is a listener-supported ministry, and this information is available because of the prayers and donations of people just like you. To make a donation, go to prophecytoday.com/partners or call 877-674-3298. You can also send your donations directly to Prophecy Today, P.O. Box 2510, Chattanooga, Tennessee, 37409. Thank you, and remember to keep looking up. Until...